Welcome to the Middle East Report Special Edition. I'm John Riley. The Middle East, that is one part of the world that we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel, especially right now with an ongoing war there. And each week, I try to help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. Security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, those are just a few of the things that we cover each and every week. And the main purpose of the Middle East Report Special Edition is to encourage you to read, study, and apply the Word of God in your life. And I really do believe that the very best way to do that is to connect with the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word. And we try to do that every single day. We have, as our special guest, a good friend of mine. I met him probably, a year ago. And Sergei Brosoff is on staff with Chosen People Ministries. He's also an Israeli. He's from the land of Israel, lives in the land of Israel, but is currently in the United States. He's doing a lot of different things here. He's going to tell us all about that. Sergei, it is good to see you again, brother.
Hey, John, good to see you.
Well, we are just excited to catch up with you and to see what God has been doing in your life. So you are now back in the United States, and give us a little bit of your testimony, you know, why you're here and what you've been doing.
Yeah, we met half a year ago in this summer. I was born in Ukraine, actually. I was born in Ukraine, and my mom and I moved to Israel when I was a kid. And then she met the Lord. All our family came to the Lord there. And I grew up in the church, going to church. And then kind of in the age of 16, 17, I decided to follow Jesus myself and became a follower of Jesus and helped in the camps of Chosen People Ministries that they were doing there at the time, and kind of like really liked it. So I stayed in these camps and just continued helping all the time. And then, of course, as every Israeli, I went to the military. And during the military time, I kind of lost my connection with God, and I didn't know, okay, so what's next in my life? You know, every Israeli looking for something in the future. So I was about to graduate. I was about between graduating from the military and about to start my life. Chosen People Ministry came back and said, hey, we have a great project in New York if you want to go and kind of like help us to start something new there. So I gladly accepted. I went to New York, started doing ministry with three more guys. We lived, four of us, in an apartment of a shoebox size. It was an amazing time. But during this time, I found God back, and I came with my faith back to Jesus and back to God. And since then, I work with Chosen People. I study in Moody Bible Institute. I'm about to graduate. It's been 4 years. It's been an amazing time. So yeah, thanks God for that.
That's an amazing story of how you came to know Jesus. Now, you are Jewish. You're a believer in Jesus, and you came to know the Lord. And now, in the United States, you're going to Moody Bible Institute. I think that's fascinating.
Yes, in Chicago. It's amazing. It's just great. God is awesome.
What are some of the things that you're studying there at the college? We are going to talk about what's going on in Israel, but I wanted everybody to know, you know, your testimony and, you know, why you're here in the United States.
Yeah, I'm studying Jewish studies mainly. I'm studying the Jewish culture a little bit more in depth. Studying the Bible, of course. Applying the Bible to my life and how to do that. So that's the main things. And the culture is just amazing. It's so rich, the history of the Jewish people. So that's one of the things.
You got a lot going on. Now, you mentioned Chosen People. Can you tell us just really quickly what that ministry is all about?
Yeah, so Chosen People Ministries, the goal is to reach the Jewish people with the gospel. It is to go and share to all the Jewish people about their Messiah, Jesus, that he came from them, came from the Jewish people, and now they need to come back to him. So Chosen People is working in 18 different countries in the world, and we have different projects with soldiers, with young adults, with elder people in Israel, Holocaust survivors, that we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And in the States, we have four states we're working right now. I know in New York for sure, there's 1.2 and 1.8 million Jewish people in New York, so we reach them with the gospel. In Chicago, we reach them with the gospel. In Los Angeles, so wherever there will be a concentration of Jewish people, we wouldn't go there.
I love that, and we're going to talk about how Chosen People are actually helping the Jewish people right now in this very difficult time that Israel is going through with this war. I wanted to ask you where you were on October 7th when that massacre happened there in Israel with Hamas coming over and doing these horrific things to the Jewish people, where you were, and then maybe your thoughts about what happened on October 7th.
October 7th, I was actually coming back from Moody. One of my roles in Moody is being a president of the Jewish club. And we did a Shabbat with the students, doing just talking, having songs, and having a meal. I came back home, my sister sending me a video of the terror attack in Sderot, and my response to her was, wow, they're filming a movie. And she said, it's not a movie, it's real. I couldn't believe it until my friends from the military started sending me texts and pictures of people shot on the streets and all of the horrific things that they saw. And that's when it hit me. I could not sleep this night.
You know, I think that's the case for obviously all of Israel with what happened on October 7th. And so many people here in this country who love the Jewish people were just shocked as to what happened. And I think, you know, speaking out loud, everybody's like, how could this happen? Israel has the best security in the world, and yet this happened. And it's just a tragic thing that happened. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to get to the bottom of why this happened. But right now, Israel is fighting this war against a demonic force there in Gaza. And we just need to stand with Israel. And I'm sure you're finding that as an Israeli, that, you know, you talk to people here in this country that are saying, hey, we are standing with your country.
I do. I'm very appreciative of those people who are coming and telling me that, hey, we love the Jewish people and they're believers, and we love Israel. We trust the Bible, what it says about Israel. And it's very encouraging. It's very encouraging.
Well, you just returned from Israel and you were over there for a month. Tell us why you left the United States and went back to Israel.
The biggest reason is because my heart is for the Jewish people. And I'm not just saying that to be in the ministry and to say to people, hey, my heart is for the Jewish people. But I actually do that. It is a burden on my heart to see my brothers and sisters being in faith and being believers in Jesus. But just saying that and sharing the gospel without any action is not going to lead us nowhere. And Israel is my home, is my country that I grew up in. I served the military in Israel. So it was a part of me that I had to go. I had to go there.
You went there and you connected with a lot of people there in the time that you were in Israel. Tell me how the people of Israel are doing, the Jewish people there, and maybe if you know of any families maybe who were affected by what happened on October 7th.
Yeah, when I landed, it was a little kind of like different from what it's now. Obviously, everything changing day by day. And when I landed, it was very much a shock still. Everybody was trying to find what's next, what we need to do, and everybody was running around, and there was just a lot of fear in the air. And we have close friends of my family that they lived in one of the kibbutz or one of the villages near the Gaza border. And when October 7th happened, the mom, she told the kids, there's rocket barrage, we need to go to the shelter. So they went into the shelter, and she said that usually the oldest boy of the family never goes to the shelter. He just goes to his room and kind of like putting AirPods on and listening to music just to get distracted. But this time he went into the shelter. They locked the shelter behind them. And she said that about 30 minutes after, she got a message that there's terrorists inside of the village, that they're killing people, run. And she started praying. She said she spent a couple hours on her knees just praying. And when the IDF came to, the Israeli Defense Force came to take them out of the shelter, she said she opened the shelter and she saw that her house, everything was ruined. The money was stolen, the gold was stolen, but the terrorists never touched the door of the shelter. And she said the prayer, that's what was saving her. She's 100% sure about that. And all her family in the whole like area of the village, they all stayed safe. She have her mother living there, her husband's family lives there, her oldest son with his wife lives there. They all stay safe. They all survived that.
This is one of the communities on the border of Gaza.
Very close. You can see from the window the border. It's 2 kilometers? A mile and a half? Less.
One of those communities that were violently attacked by Hamas. There was loss of life, I know, in that community, I'm sure.
Yeah, Nahalos, from what I know, lost around 140 people.
Wow. And God spared this family that you know, and the prayers went up. And, you know, we see the images of what happened there in Israel on October 7th. It's just so hard to hear and to see everything that happened. And it's just amazing that God spared this family there, because it could have been so much different. So that's a real beautiful story. Now, you know, when you think about everything that's happening in Israel right now, and obviously the media is out there beating their drums that, you know, Israel is just doing a bunch of war crimes by killing a bunch of innocent Arabs, Palestinians there in Israel. In fact, there has been even some news media out there that has said, hey, you know, this is just a bunch of fake stuff out. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting, because if you would look on those, on October 7th, those news media were running around with the terrorists and filming all of that and taking pictures and making sure that the whole world would see how those, quote, freedom fighters, that they call them, would massacre kids and kill full families. So trusting those news media, I don't think it's real, you know. And I did not see people mourning the Israelis and saying, hey, what are you doing? Stop this attack on Israel. No, people were rejoicing in Gaza. People were happy that Hamas doing what they're doing. So what do you expect when Israel wants to retaliate and fight for our own people, when 1,400 Jewish people, 1,400 Israelis were killed in one day? What do you expect? What is next?
You know, one of the things I've been telling people, Sergey, is they need to look at the Bible. They need to look at the Word of God when it comes to war and things that are happening in today's world. When you have an evil government running a country like Hamas, they're evil, they're demonic. When you have that, the people are going to suffer. It's not just the evil government, you know, that the leadership that's going to suffer. It's the people that are going to suffer. And so you have a lot of you know, civilians there that have died as a result of this evil, demonic government. And you can see so many examples in the Bible that when an evil government is in power, then, you know, the people suffer.
Every death that happened in Gaza, even after Israeli retaliation, it's on Hamas' hands. Everything was happening. The news, the Hamas Department of Health, they're reporting that around 20,000 Palestinians were dead. Again, how can we trust that, right? When they trying to just show us everything what they want and fake stuff. But everybody who died, and unfortunately there is people who died who didn't want that, who didn't want this war, but every blood that was shed in Gaza, it's on Hamas' hands.
Well, you know, talking about the figures, all of the figures that are being thrown out of Gaza right now are from the Hamas Ministry of Health, or whatever they call it there. And none of this has been verified. And again, people have to realize, as you're listening today, these figures are coming from this demonic regime. This is not coming from some verified source. This is from this demonic regime, Hamas. So you can't believe those figures. And unfortunately, when it comes to our president, President Joe Biden, he recently apologized to Hamas. I mean, he was apologizing to the Palestinian people, but what he was really doing is apologizing to Hamas, saying, I'm so sorry, I got the figures wrong. Yeah, I'm sure those figures are absolutely correct. 14,000 or 15,000 people have died in Gaza. So what we're saying today, as you're listening to the Middle East Report Special Edition, you have to be really careful about what you're watching in the news, what you're reading online, what you're hearing on the radio, because there are so many lies out there.
And I'll tell you more. You know, before the war, even before the war, people always was asking me, like, oh, how can we trust Israelis? How can we trust Palestinians from one or other hand, right? And I always said, if you want to know the truth, you got to be with your boots on the ground. You got to go there, you're going to see, and then you can come back and tell me your opinion. Until you did this, you can't say anything. You can't be a part of, oh, I know because I saw it on the internet. This is just reality.
It is, and we're talking to Sergey Brosov, and Sergey is on staff with Chosen People Ministries. If you want to find out more about Chosen People, you can go to chosenpeople.com, chosenpeople.com, find out more. He is an Israeli. He is Jewish. He believes in Jesus. He has lived in Israel for many, many years. And so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to, you know, things on the ground there in Israel. So, Sergey, what do you think is the path forward for Israel now?
From what I see with the Israeli government and the military, that the next steps are obviously hostages to be freed. We are praying for them daily because nobody deserves to be just in the hands of evil. Nobody. So we're praying that the hostages will be freed and come back home to their families. And we are thankful for those who have been freed. I think the next step for Israel is to eliminate Hamas completely, to destroy their power, to destroy their ability to not just shoot rockets, but to see, to have any victory over anything. So destroying that and let the people of Gaza live in freedom and let the people of Gaza live in peace with the new government that they will establish. And then obviously we have Hezbollah in the north that we will need to take care of, and then to see what's next with them, because Israel don't need enemies on its borders. We don't want that. We want to live in peace. We want our kids to go to school. We want 1.2 million people to come back to their homes. So this is probably the next steps that I hope the government going to take off. And we have the situation in Judea and Samaria with a lot of terrorists that growing slowly in those cities, in Jenin, in Hebron, in all of the cities. It's slowly growing and manufacturing terrorism there inside. Israel is going to take care of that as well. And to live with peace with your neighbor mean that your neighbor needs to learn how to love you as well. It's not one side love, it's both side love.
So a lot of people, when they think about what's going on in Israel and over the last many, many years, they think, well, you know, this is just something over land. That's all it is. It's just over land. Or is it deeper than that, Sergey? Is there something spiritual going on here, you know, with what this war that's happening here and, you know, everything else that goes on in Israel when they fight their enemies?
Yes, of course. It's if it was only for land, we would be done long time ago, because Israel gave to the Palestinian people 11 times an opportunity to create a state. 11 times. I think nobody ever had a chance like that. And if that would be over land, it would be done and everybody would live happily. But I think the spiritual part is that the devil don't want to see the Jewish people alive anymore. The reason is because God chose them as his chosen people. He loves them so much. So the devil chose them as well to be against them and to kill them. Because if you will look, anti-Semitism is rising in the United States, right? There is no land that the Jewish people took over here and created Israel in the United States. No, we live in America. We are proud citizens of the United States, right? Living here. And there's no land. But people really do hate the Jewish people here as well. And they're always telling them, go back, go away. The reason is because it's spiritual. The spirituality of all of that, the devil hates the people that God chose.
You know, talking about the hatred towards the Jewish people and the spiritual side of that, I really do believe it is an attack on God's word, because, you know, the covenants that God gave to the Jewish people, he'll never, ever take back. But if the enemy can come in and somehow try to remove that, which he's not going to be able to do, but that's all part of all of this.
Yeah, somebody asked me the other day if I believe in the Bible's what it says. And I said, 100%. And I told him, hey, there is a verse that says if you want to destroy the Jewish people, there is a recipe. You don't need to look for a while. There is a recipe. And God said the recipe is you will need to stop the sun. You will need to stop the water from roaring. You will need to stop the moon. And you will need to stop all the stars in the sky. And then maybe you will be able. So God said it's impossible to destroy the Jewish people. He took care of them. He loves them so much. And it's going to go forever. And then we have Romans. Paul himself speaks in Romans that God chose them, God loves them, and the gospel belongs to them. Romans 1:16 says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And when Jesus came, he came to his people to share the opportunity for them to be saved. And then the gospel spread to the rest of the world. And this is why chosen people exist as well, is that this gospel, this spread around the world from Jerusalem, will come back to Jerusalem, to the original person, to the original people.
You know, I think a lot of people, Christians in particular, forget that Jesus was Jewish. They try to make Jesus into a Christian, which Jesus isn't a Christian. And they try to, you know, think, well, this is the Christian scriptures. Listen, these scriptures were written by Jewish people, both sides of the book. The Jewish scriptures, or we call that the Old Testament. I don't even like that term. The New Testament, I'm not sure I like that term either, but it doesn't matter. It was written by Jewish people.
Yes, and if we look at all the disciples, they were Jewish.
Well, how can people pray for everything that's going on? I know you get asked that a lot, and I do too. And sometimes I struggle with saying, well, just pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And, you know, but I think sometimes that prayer has to turn into actions. You know, it's good to pray, but it's also good to have actions to our prayers. And I know Chosen People, you know, the ministry that you're involved with, Sarah Gay, you're an Israeli, you're Jewish. They're doing a lot in Israel.
Yeah, so in the past month, I had a chance to work with the ministry a lot, and we delivered food to Holocaust survivors. And I said in the beginning that we work with Holocaust survivors, but unfortunately, October 7th, one of the attacks was on the city that we work with in Sderot, and eight or seven out of our Holocaust survivors were killed in this day. They were just outside waiting for a bus to go to the Dead Sea, and the terrorists came and shot them. And unfortunately, this is reality that we lived in. And in the past month, I had a chance to deliver food to about 60 Holocaust survivors. I delivered food with my mom in her church in Ashkelon to families in need. I met with people that just can't leave their homes, and they need food, they need to eat. So we delivered food to them as well. So pray for this work. Pray for this work. It's very important. I think this work will continue. The war will not be over in 1 week, and not be over in 1 month. And to continue praying for that, it's good. And for peace of Jerusalem is always good, as the Bible says. I love to pray for victory for Israel. I think Israel needs that. I think that there's no other way. If the evil will win, it's just the evil will win. But if we pray for Israel's victory, it's the good that will win. And that's what we see. And praying is great. Donating is well great. We need finances. We need to buy things. We need to go to buy this food. I bought 70 sets of uniform for soldiers. And I think we spend around $5,000 just in one bit, in 1 second, which is an amazing story, because the guy that I bought the uniform from invited me to dinner in his house. And it was just bizarre, but it was a great time together.
You know, I think a lot of people are like, well, you bought uniforms for the IDF. Doesn't the government supply uniforms? A lot of people don't kind of understand, you know, the whole dynamics of the IDF there.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually, because, you know, the IDF consists of soldiers who are in just serving right now, right? But the main power of the Israeli military is reserves. So the reserves just showed up. You know, they've been called 200,000 people, but 400,000 showed up and said, I'm going to fight. So we had an overflow of 200%, and the military was not ready for the overflow of people. 400,000 people came back to Israel to help, to support, and it grew the population of Israel in 4%. Jewish state grew in 4%. So buying a uniform was not just because the military needs that, but because so many people showed up and they want to help and they doing something, so we had to provide.
That's amazing. And I will tell you that Chosen People Ministries is doing so much to help the Jewish people there in the land of Israel. You know, I know you're providing food for Holocaust survivors, as you mentioned, and other families and soldiers and first responders and just so many ways that you all are involved there. And you know, I just want to encourage people to get involved with Chosen People. And you can do that when you go to chosenpeople.com, chosenpeople.com. Also, Sarah Gay, you are full-time with them. You're on staff, but you know, you don't get a salary from Chosen People or anything like that. So how can people, you know, come alongside you as a Jewish believer, as an Israeli, somebody who is just going out and doing what God has called you to do? How can they reach out to you?
If you go to Google and you write my name, Sergey Brosov, S-E-R-G-E-Y-B-R-O-S-O-V, you'll find out about me. It's not a secret. And if you call Chosen People Ministries and you tell them, hey, I want to donate to Sergey Brosov, where do I go? They will direct you as well. And then obviously you can invite me to your church to speak and to share about Israel, to share Messiah and the Passover, how is Jesus showed up in the Passover. So things like that, very helping, because I'm raising my own support and I'm married. My wife works in the corporate world, but I'm raising my support for our family. So that's the way.
I want to encourage you. You just heard him say that he goes to churches all across the country. And, you know, Passover is a Jewish celebration that will happen in the spring. Obviously, it's something that as Christians, we need to know about that. I mean, Jesus is our Passover lamb, so you can bring him in for that or any other speaking opportunities, and I encourage you to do that. So check out Sergey Brosov. Again, they can Google your name or go to chosenpeople.com. You can email them and get all the information right there and bring him in. Pray for him. Support him. Be involved in what he and his wife are doing to reach so many people for the Lord. Sergey, thank you for joining us today and giving us a firsthand view of what's happening there in Israel. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak.
I want to encourage you to consider supporting Sergey Brosov. And if you want to do that, just visit the website, chosenpeople.com, chosenpeople.com. You can email them and get some information on how you can support Sergey and what he is doing. Chosenpeople.com is the website. You'll get a lot of great information there. Well, when we're thinking about Israel, we're thinking about everything that's going on there in the land with that ongoing war, we also have to be praying for everything that's happening there. And I wanted to point you to an incredible website. They're doing that. They're helping you to pray for all that's going on there. GlobalEsterFast.com is the website, GlobalEsterFast.com. It's a website that actually has been organized and put together by an organization that I trust, the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem. So if you want to get involved in praying for Israel, I hope that you will. Check out that website, GlobalEsterFast.com. That's GlobalEsterFast.com. A lot of great information there about how you can pray for everything going on there in the land of Israel with that ongoing war. That's the Middle East Report Special Edition. I'm John Riley, and I just want to remind you that you can download a podcast of this show wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major podcast platforms out there, Google, Spotify, iTunes, all the major podcast platforms. Plus, you can visit AFR.net, click on the podcast tab, and search for the Middle East Report, and you'll find it right there. I hope you'll tell a friend, download this podcast, and thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.